Okay, and welcome back. Hour number two and hour number three. We have a two-hour special coming your way now, and this is going to be history-making in many ways. As we did with the murder of John F. Kennedy, David John Oates got onto this issue in terms of looking at it, analyzing it with reverse speech. He did a magnificent job, and we brought Jim Mars on, who is the world's foremost authority on the assassination of JFK, and David was on, and we went through the reversals, and they matched Jim's research to a T. It was eerie. You can hear that program. Go to the right-hand side of Rents.com. Look down, and you'll find it. JFK, David John Oates, Reverse Speech, and Jim Mars. We're going to do the same sort of thing tonight with the murder of Robert F. Kennedy. The assassination of Robert Kennedy remains one of the worst horrors of the last century, and it is not really understood by many Americans for some reason. We basically get it, but the idea that Sirhan was mind-controlled, yeah, okay, people say, yeah, all right, well, prove it, you know, prove it. All right, well, we can prove it, and we're going to prove it tonight with reverse speech. The assassination of RFK, a U.S. senator at the time and brother of JFK, took place just after midnight, June the 5th, 1968, in Los Angeles at the Ambassador Hotel in the kitchen. And with that, let's welcome back to the program David Oates. David, how long have you been working on the RFK murder?
Well, actually, my class has been working on it, my practitioner class. I set it as a group assignment, probably about 6 months ago now, okay? And so all the students in the practitioner class, which is my second year training, I went and did a tape, and they all contributed their findings together. And we appointed one of the students in charge, and she's joining us on the show as well. That's Jeanette Teagle. She's a wonderful reverse speech practitioner, one of the few students who I've ever given a perfect grade on her assignment.
Oh, my.
Perfect. Everything's right. Rehearsal's 100% accurate. Interpretation's 100% accurate. She's a very capable woman, so we decided to give her the job of heading up the RFK project. Now, I personally did reversals on Sirhan, in a one-hour interview he did with David Frost. Uh-huh. So that was my contribution to the project, but other students also contributed their own tapes. And so what Jeanette did was got all the findings together, and it must have taken a long time to pull all those tapes together, mm-hmm. and she wrote a comprehensive three-page report on what has happened. And the reversals are amazingly clear. The ones she's chosen, you know, very similar to the JFK assassination reversals. They all point to the same thing. And so we actually had one, two, three, four independent students all doing this. And they all came up with the same conclusion independently. Okay? And I think...
That's quadruple blind, so to speak.
That's right. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. There was four of them. Oh, actually five counting. No, one, two, three, four. Four counting me. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's... Jeanette Teagle, are you there?
I am, Jeff. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. I can tell by your accent that you're also in Australia.
I am in Australia. I'm actually Kiwi, New Zealand born.
Very good.
Living in Australia.
Very good. Very good. Well, for you to get a perfect mark from David Oates is remarkable, and I commend you on that. That's really, you do have a gift for it. You must have loved it from the first.
I have. It took me 2 years to get into reverse speech, and I haven't looked back since then.
Uh-huh. Yeah, understood. It is so mesmerizing, this whole thing. What we've learned about Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton and so many other key players in the American election cycle, which is not over yet. We are facing some really dangerous times here in the next month. It's not over yet. So we will see. And the man, Jim Mars, is back with us tonight. Jim, the world's foremost authority on the murder of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Jim has been at that 54 years researching and studying it, and he wouldn't miss tonight. This is going to be very interesting. Welcome, James. Tell us about the Bobby Kennedy murder. Here it is, 1968, give or take 5 years later. America, again, is still hurting, but they're feeling a chance to recover the dream. Something special.
Robert Kennedy had already been in California a few days, and speaking to some students out there, one of them asked him, says, if you get to be president, would you look into what happened to your brother? And it's interesting because Kennedy replied, he said, I can't do anything about the death of my brother until I have the powers of the presidency, which means that he understood what you and I understand, which is you'd have to have power over the Secret Service and the FBI and the CIA and the Pentagon before you could do anything about the murder of John F. Kennedy, which means he truly understood how things stood. And just a few days later, in the Ambassador Hotel, that night, after just winning the California nomination for Democratic candidate for president, which pretty well cinched him for the national nomination, which put him on the road to the White House, he's shot after being mysteriously misled into the pantry, which was not the original route he was to take to leave. And then other odd things happening, such as Sirhan, who had a six-shot revolver, and they found more than 12 bullet holes
in the walls and ceiling.
And the fact that Sirhan never got to within about 6 feet in front of Kennedy, with his little pistol, and that immediately, maybe after the first shot was fired, he was jumped on by those big football players, Roosevelt Greer. And others, so he never could have gotten off another decent shot. And then Thomas Noguchi, the very prominent, world-renowned medical examiner of Los Angeles, testified under oath in court that the shot that killed Robert Kennedy entered his right mastoid, that's the bone behind your right ear, at a range of no greater than 3 inches. So, see, it's never made any sense, except once you back off and realize the same forces that killed John F. Kennedy had to silence Robert Kennedy before he got on the trail to the White House.
You know, it's interesting how both men were given changed directions right before they were murdered.
Right.
I mean, that car wasn't supposed to go down that street in Dealey Plaza.
Well, that's not precisely true, because the normal flow of traffic, if you wanted to go to Stimmons Expressway, was to go down Main, turn left on Houston, turn right onto Elm, through the underpass, and then up onto Stimmons.
They made a change in the.
What they did was, number one, they could have, since they had the whole plaza blocked off from traffic, they could have simply let the motorcade go straight down Main, and there was a low curb there. I've even gone over it myself when I said, wait a minute, I didn't want to go here, I want to go somewhere else. You can bump over that curb and then go up onto Stimmons. No, here's what happened, though. Then when the Secret Service ran the motorcade route a few days before, they came down Main, and when they got to Dealey Plaza, they were told, from here he goes to the Trade Center, and they turned left and went down by the Dallas Morning News and went away. They never drove that 120-degree turn onto Elm Street, which was a violation of Secret Service regulations, which stated you never make more than a 90-degree turn, and if you have to make a 90-degree turn, you station agents there. Neither of those conditions were met.
Wow. All right. Okay. Now, our program that David, you and I did on JFK is truly a landmark program. We answered so many questions.
Everybody didn't get to see that.
Yeah, well, it's up on the...
it's there for anybody who wants to go look for it, but I guess they're too busy with football and the voice.
That's right.
And
important
God
things.
Knows what else.
Important things.
Yeah, all those important things.
Yeah. David Oates, let's go ahead and set this up, and let's start our journey tonight.
Okay, all right. Well, What we're going to do, what Jeanette has done, she's written a report here. So we're going to go over the points in her report, and then she can make comments as we go, because she's more familiar with this than I am. So the first thing we're going to look at is, were there hypnotic suggestions implanted with Sahan Sahan? Now, where are these first batch from, Jeanette, the one that starts, they seal with your phoning. Where's this first batch from?
Which recording's it from?
We start with the post-hypnotic suggestions. So, oh, these are from all over the place, aren't they?
So the reversals we have showing in the report actually have come from all the individual recordings that were submitted.
Right. Okay, so these are pulled out to show points. Okay.
That's correct.
Right.
Where did the recordings that we're going to be hearing come from? Were they gathered up from a lot of different sources? What kinds of things are we going to hear?
Oh, right. Well, they came from YouTube mainly, or from YouTube. And yes. Oh, yeah. And I did an hour interview with Sahan Sahan and with David Frost, and others are from other YouTube clips.
Got it. Well, the internet continues to serve us one way or the other, doesn't it?
Okay, so let's look at the post-hypnotic suggestions. Here's the first clip played forwards.
The newspaper stands were screaming out the headline, you know, for the racing result, for the racing entries for the following day.
This reversal says they seal with your phoning.
You see a withdrawal phoning.
You see a withdrawal phoning.
You hear that?
Yes, your withdrawal phoning.
Okay, now tell us who we're hearing. We're hearing Sirhan, but who's asking the questions?
This is Sahan Sahan, and David Frost is asking the questions.
Okay. All right.
So he's going through the scene. Here, let's run the forwards again.
The newspaper stands were screaming out the headline, you know, for the racing result, for the racing entries for the following day.
This is when he's walking up to the Ambassador Hotel. Right, I remember this clip. Okay, so this is prior to the shooting, this clip. Is this correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
So the first clue is they seal with your phoning. What does that mean? What's he doing on the phone? What is being sealed? Who are they? Okay, so we have our first little clue. A phone call was made, and something happened on that phone call. Okay? So, let's look at the next reversal. Here's the forwards.
And I wish the hell that he could have made it. When I saw him in real life, it was a thrill to me.
This is Sahan Sahan again. And here he says, I am forced to do it. That one?
It's a little muddy, but it's all there. Yeah, I can hear all the hard consonants are there. Yep.
Yep. Okay. So here we have, see where you're phoning.
So he says, I am forced to do it. Play that again, David, please.
Okay, here we go.
It's very quick, but it's all there. Yeah.
Yep. It's there, and let's play the first one again. They seal with your phoning.
You see a withdrawal phoning.
You see a withdrawal phoning.
That one's nice and clear.
You see a withdrawal phoning.
Yeah.
Okay. So then he says this. Here's the forwards.
Other than the choking and the commotion, I don't remember that.
On May 18th last year, you were sitting and writing in your room.
They're the writings of a maniac.
This is with his interview with David Frost. And he says, I'm a murderer. They show my gun. Okay, so his gun is paraded for all to see. He believes that he did the actual shooting.
In that reversal, David, the last word over here, now I'm half a world away, I'm hearing hand, not gun. They show my hand.
Oh, okay, here we go. Ooh. Well, that's a close call. I can hear a G. You're hearing H for hand?
Yeah, I'm hearing an H okay. over here. But whatever. Okay. That's good.
All right.
Very good.
Right. So let's look.
Show my hand, show my gun. It kind of maps to the same thing.
I think.
Yeah, exactly right. Yep. Okay. So here's the next one.
And I heard that there was a big party at the ambassador.
Okay. Now, this is before he's going in. And then he says, the sad murder.
The sad murder.
The sad murder. The sad murder.
So wow. Why is it sad?
Crystal clear.
Why is it sad?
Yeah.
And then we have this one.
You said that RFK must die by...
I agree by with
June
that.
The 5th. And he did.
And he did.
And this one says, they did it.
They did it.
Okay. So here we have they seal with your phoning, I'm forced to do it.
Yeah.
They show my gun, show my hand, the sad murder, they did it. And then, after he's arrested, we have this reversal here. This is therapy room reversal, Jeanette. This is after he was arrested, correct?
Yes, I believe so.
Right, okay, so here we go.
Just the old Sohan and just resolve to live a new Sohan, a new rebirth, and then start out life with a new slate.
Oh, okay. No, he's just giving his story. This is what he wants. And it says back, was in therapy room.
In the therapy room.
In the therapy room.
Huh.
In the therapy room.
So what happened in the therapy room?
What does
they
he have
seal
a...
with your phone?
Yeah, they seal it. Yes, yes. When and where was this therapy room vis-a-vis the actual shooting? When did it occur? Do you have any... What's your timeline on it?
What Jeanette's got in the report here, he was taken to the police headquarters where he is hypnotized.
Uh-huh.
In bracket, in therapy room, and it's how do you feel, remember it. There's actually three whole reversals here. And Jeanette suggests and direct suggestions were implanted, even though the police concern you would not hold up in court. So he's given a suggestion to make him believe that he is the murderer.
A false memory implantation. Okay.
False. That's what we're dealing with. False memory implantation. And then we've got reversals about, hang on, where's the fall? I'm the fall guy. Where's that one, Jeanette?
You took the fall. Is that the one you're talking about?
That's the one I'm looking for, yeah. Okay. Let's go to this one here. Took the fall. What are we? Do you know what number that? Oh, here we go. Got it. So here's this one.
The idea that it was done with the full requirements of the law for a first degree murder. I don't think that it was.
Okay, so he's saying, you know, I don't think my sentence was fair. It didn't fit the full requirements. Backwards, he says, you took the fall.
You took the fall.
Yeah. Okay. He's talking about himself in the third person.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Or it could be his unconscious mind talking to his conscious.
That's even more likely. That's even more likely. Yes. So let's go hear that again with the idea that his subconscious mind is talking to his conscious self. You took the fall, buddy.
Yeah. And listen, Jeanette, feel free to chip in. I don't want to hog the air and take your thunder away.
Well, so, what we're going to do is stop here and then get her opinions on these things. And, you know, you're both on the same Skype line, so it's important that we try not to talk over each other because Skype does weird things when that happens. So everything's fine. Don't worry about it. It's okay. But let's let Jeanette go back over. Read some of those reversals, Jeanette, and when you started to do this, tell us how you felt vis-a-vis what you were finding.
Right. So, Jeff, as we were going through and I was reading everybody's transcripts and listening to the reversals, it became very clear to me that there were post-hypnotic suggestions implanted. And I believe that they were either waking hypnosis, conversational hypnosis, and the use of a telephone was involved. And so that's where we get the seal with your phoning and I'm forced to do it. Those are the were the first clues we had that he was not doing this off his own bat. Then in the recording, The Second Gun, that's where we see him being taken into the police station.
Uh-huh.
And on that recording, you can actually hear his breathing is very labored as they're saying, how do you feel? Remember it. You know, reinforcing what they had put, what had been implanted.
Oh, very interesting observation. Yeah, yeah. Hold on, David. Look, one question here. Where do you think the first implants were given to him just before the shooting? You mentioned telephone. Where do you think that happened, and when? How long before the shooting itself? He was the patsy. Remember, everyone. He was the Lee Harvey Oswald of the Robert Kennedy murder. He didn't do it.
All right. I think part of it came. He was seen in the weeks leading up to the assassination. He was seen with a couple of people who were also present at the assassination. There was a man, and then there was a woman.
Handlers. Mm-hmm.
And he had been seen with them in the weeks prior to the assassination. So
this is a process. They were queuing him up as they rolled up to the actual event. That's very
correct.
Interesting. Very interesting. David?
Yeah. I'm trying to find, there's a reversal about the girl, I think.
There is.
Yeah, we'll get.
Let me go over to Jim, Jim Mars here. Before I do that, though, David, would you read the reversals again like you just did? Because they all perfectly, it's almost like a narrative the way they go.
Yeah.
Just read the reversals to us from the beginning again, what you've got.
Right. They seal with your phoning. Reversal number one. I am forced to do it. Reversal number two. I'm a murderer. They show my gun or show my hand. Means the same thing. The sad murder. They did it. And there's a whole lot I've skipped over. We'll get to them as we continue through the
got
interview.
Got it. Jim, go ahead.
In the therapy room, and I took the fall.
Wow.
You took the fall, sorry.
Wow. That's a very damning string of reversals, Jim Mars.
Absolutely. And what it does is just totally support my conclusions after studying this thing for so long, because there was a jail psychologist who hypnotized Sirhan Sirhan over a period of time, and there were some brief mentions in the mainstream media that he came out and said that he encountered hypnotic blocks, and that basically said that Sirhan Sirhan was a mind-controlled person. After that, he was relieved of duties and sent somewhere else, and we didn't hear any more about that. And then, of course, and I'm sorry, but the name, I've got a block on the name, but, you know, you and I, Jeff, were together with the fella who was with the girl in the polka dot dress. And
yeah.
His name was?
Yeah. I'll find it here somewhere.
You don't remember it either.
Caesar or something, right?
Yes. Had a book out.
Caesar Romero?
Really
no,
nice
not that
out.
One. No. This is a very interesting guy who, through complete serendipity and circumstance, got
happened
pulled into this
thing. Happened to be with the girl in the polka dot dress the day before, or during that day, I guess.
Yeah.
So anyway, you start putting all this together, and it starts making a cogent picture, okay? Sirhan Sirhan, he was probably a little bit out of the norm because he was an immigrant, and he probably had trouble fitting in. The troubled youth, exactly as we see in so many of these cases, and at some point he was picked up and was worked on until they had him on mind control. Now, if you want to, folks in the audience, if you really want to see this, how this works, simply go back and get that old black and white movie, The Manchurian Candidate, with Frank Sinatra is in it, okay? And you need to watch that movie because this is exactly the way it works. And you can see there, and that's why, like, for example, I recall that his mother testified at his trial that he would seem to be perfectly okay, but then he would get a telephone call. And he'd pick up the receiver and say hello, and then he wouldn't say anything, and he'd put the receiver down, and he'd leave the house for days, and she didn't know where he went or why or anything else. This is, again, another suggestion of mind control, and now we hear that he was with people, he was on the telephone, there was a telephoning involved, and so it all fits. It all fits, and don't think that the government, the CIA, and other alphabet agencies, that they don't have these capabilities, because they do.
Absolutely. It's flowing exactly where you and I have talked about at
right.
great length.
When you study all the evidence, this is what you get to, and what Jeanette and David have done is simply use another technology, another technique to find out the same things.
Yeah.
And that's a strong validation for reverse speech, that we are finding out the same information independently, you know.
So, right.
Yep. Now, the girl in the white polka dot dress, seeing you brought that up, let's play the three reversals that are looking at her. Now, where are these reversals from, Jeanette? Starting from the girl, they shoot him, someone knows a weapon.
All right. So the girl came from the CNN recording. Came from the conspiracy 10/11 RFK assassination.
Okay. I'm trying to find, where is it? Oh, here it is, got it. Okay. So here's the forwards.
Sirhan was never in a position where he could shoot Senator Kennedy from behind.
So this isn't Sirhan, and it's simply the girl.
The girl.
The girl. The girl.
And then that's just a reference to a girl. And then we have this reversal here. This is Sirhan.
It allowed me to shed all the old Sirhan.
Here he says, they shoot him.
They shoot him.
They shoot him.
Wow.
There you go. There's they again.
There it is. Yeah, phone. They.
Yeah.
That's how he would refer to the machine that was behind this. They. He's a simple man. At this point, and our friend's name, of course, is Fernando Fara, who wrote the book.
Yes, of course, yes.
The polka dot file on the Robert F. Kennedy killing. That would be a great book for you, Jeanette, and David to read. The author's name is Fernando Fara, F-A-U-R-A, the mm-hmm. polka dot file on the Robert F. Kennedy killing. He was just fascinated with it, and he was deeply involved with the investigation of it. Had some dynamite stuff, which was overlooked, as they say. Now, so
Jeff,
far, go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, Jeff, I'm looking at an Associated Press article from April the 28th of 2011, and Sirhan was again before the Board of Parole, okay, seeking parole because through his lawyers he said that his bullets did not kill the presidential candidate, okay? And then here's what's interesting, because what he actually said at this hearing was that that he was manipulated by a girl in a polka dot dress, and that a second person shot and killed Kennedy while using Sirhan as a diversion. So this is coming from Sirhan himself. Now, what he says today is he can remember the circumstances before and after the shooting, but he claims, cannot remember the shooting. And if he has a hypnotic block, then that would explain
that's
that.
That's a hell of a block, and it wouldn't surprise me at all if that block has been reinforced over the decades
yes.
since then. That's pretty easy to do.
Something tells me it was reinforced at the Los Angeles police station that very night.
That's right, yeah. Well, Fernando's book, Fernando, and let me make this clear again, Fernando Fara deserves a tremendous nod here for his book and his research.
Yes.
Fernando, if you're listening, we are just in awe of the work you've done with that and the two programs we did with you, extraordinary, and thank you very much. So, and I'm sure you're enjoying this as much as we can enjoy anything like this, but because it validates all of it. It's all fitting together once again through the incredible technology of reverse speech. Just amazing. David, go ahead.
Okay, so after they shoot him, this is the next one.
That there was a history to it that dated back to 1947 or 1948 when the State of Israel was created forcibly on the Arabs.
Here he says, someone knows a weapon.
There it is.
It's all there, David. So someone, perfect.
Not his gun. Someone else's gun. Someone else has got the weapon. Someone else knows.
Someone knows the weapon. That's right. That's fascinating. He didn't. I wonder. I don't think he knew until after the shooting that there was another shooter. I don't think they brought him into that.
No, I don't think
so either.
I
think you're right.
That's something he realized later, probably working with the prison psychologist, and he realized that he had some blocks. He couldn't remember exactly what was going on. But then he probably also, he apparently is not just a totally stupid person. So he probably read what he could, and he probably figured out that he was there, and his finger was pulling the trigger, but he didn't shoot Kennedy.
He was actually much more of an active participant than Lee Harvey Oswald was.
Exactly. Well, see, they learned their lesson with Oswald. They said he did it from a sixth floor window of a building, you know, back in there. And they really had no one except poor old Howard Brennan, who then contradicted himself. So they didn't really have anybody who could actually put Oswald in that window firing that rifle. So they learned their lesson. This time they had to make it really, really obvious who did it. So they had brainwashed Sirhan and walk in and start pulling the trigger.
Wow.
Jeez. Unbelievable.
It is. It is. Okay. Well, and now remember, that's 1968. That's 50 years ago. Imagine where they are now with their ability to brainwash, mind control anybody they want.
Oh,
50
yeah.
years. It's scary, Jim.
Well, of course it is. If they were this sophisticated back then, you can imagine what they can do now.
They could probably program
why,
you to shoot me.
I forget who it is, but somebody's cataloged now, over 150 suspicious deaths in the wake of the Clinton political campaign.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
and you'll never know. It's always plausible, deniable. But, you know, when you stack it all up, Vince Foster, Ron Brown, you know, you keep going and all the girlfriends of Bill's, you know, the odds of them all just dying off, you know,
I honestly do believe they can make almost anyone do almost anything now against their will.
Yeah.
They can implant false memories. They can turn people against others by doing that. You know, let's just say that somebody has a really good buddy or a woman has a real good girlfriend, and they want to turn that two people against each other. They'll take the one. And they'll implant with their advanced technology. They may not even have to physically be there to do it, just voice-to-skull technology. And they'll implant a memory that woman did something terrible to the other woman, and they'll hate each other, and they'll never know. They'll never know.
Well, also consider this. Just 3 months previously prior to the Robert Kennedy assassination in June 68 and April 68, Martin Luther King was assassinated in Memphis.
Yeah.
And this one, see, was kind of like the Kennedy assassination. They had somebody from a distance fire a rifle, kill King, and then they tried to put the blame on James Earl Ray, which, by the way, for those listening, we're not here to talk about Martin Luther King, but just let me point out that the government investigations were, you know, superficial, basically a cover-up, just like John Kennedy, Robert Kennedy. But later there was a civil trial filed by King's relatives, and in that trial the jury unanimously said there was a conspiracy to kill Martin Luther King and that it centered at the high levels of the federal government. Okay? So now we got a glimpse of what's really going on. But so, see, in April of 68, to kill Martin Luther King with a rifle shot far away, and again, they got away with it. Okay, so now are they fearful of maybe stopping Robert Kennedy before he can get the powers of the White House and come after him? No, they're not worried about it. They got a brainwashed assassin, and they got they got it all planned out. So they're just that arrogant. And they're still working. Yeah. They're still working at it, but they're getting more and more sophisticated.
Oh, they're way 50 years down the road from where they were then. Jeez, scary.
Yeah, we have the names of some people behind all of this too, which we'll get to as the show goes
great.
On.
All right, great. We want to commend Jeanette. Wonderful job, Jeanette, on this. This highly informative, scholarly, remarkable.
Yes.
Good job.
Yes. Jeanette, let me add that, you know, I have a book published on the beginnings of the military remote viewing program, and I've done some remote viewing myself. I've been associated with most of the well-known remote viewers, and I want to tell you, I commend you. You did an excellent, excellent job.
Thank you very much. It was a combined effort. I popped it together, I suppose, is how I would look at it.
Right.
Well, commended, indeed.
My motto is none of us is as smart as all of us.
Hey, I
Absolutely.
Like that. Now, that could be the title of your biography.
That's right. Hey, that's not bad, actually.
That's good.
That's true. I don't claim very often to have discovered things on my own, but I report on what everybody else finds, but then I correlate them, put them together.
Yes, sir, you do. All right. All right, David, go ahead.
All right. Okay. So, let's look at how Sahan feels about all of this. Here's the forwards.
That's really what led me to the ambassador, the big party that was going to be, you know, held down there. And
he's talking about the night of the murder. He says, it's a sad man they condemn.
The sad man of Himmler.
The sad man of Himmler.
Yep.
The sad man of Himmler.
Is he talking?
Yeah,
he's talking about himself, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's talking about
it. It's a sad man. He feels, I think that this guy, as much as he can, is telling the truth. He knows his life has been sacrificed and to serve the dark side, as it were. He seems like a reasonable man who has served his time. And Jim Mars, I'm frankly amazed he's still alive. They didn't kill him in jail.
Well, you know, he's easy to dismiss, as most of the population has, because once you control the mass media and you tell a great big lie, then it's really tough to overcome that, because the average person just has not got the time or the energy or even the inclination to actually study the case like you and I and David and Jeanette and others have. And so they just, at best, they get confused and go, well, gee, I don't know. You know, and if you're in a confused state, you don't know, then you're not going to do anything about anything.
You know, I also remember that this case was followed not long after with another graphic, terrible murder on the conscience of America, Martin Luther King. So, murder after murder.
That's what we have to be. Let me throw in my 2 cents here. We have to be on guard about this right now because, as you said, the next 2 months or a month and a half, I guess, is going to be very, very dangerous. And I can't help but think that there's going to be some eye-popping headlines and news bulletins, coming from anywhere and anywhere. You know, in fact, the thing that you'd probably least suspect is probably where it'll come from. Be aware of that.
Yeah.
And don't fall for the official lies again.
Again, they. I do believe they that you hear Sirhan talking about are the same basic they who will do anything to keep from losing their control and their power and their establishment position. They don't want to give it up. Anything from World War III, a regional war, to lighting off one or two suitcase nukes in American cities and blaming it on Iran, evil Iran. Anything is possible, to murdering Donald Trump, taking a plane down. Who knows? It's all on the table now. And as Jim said, the next month and a half, I've been saying it for days, are extremely dangerous times. Please don't rush to judgment on anything. Wait and watch.
After they got away with the killing of John F. Kennedy, they got pretty arrogant. And that's why they just didn't think twice about setting up Martin Luther King. And then they set up an extremely sophisticated hit on Robert Kennedy using a brainwashed assassin as a fall guy.
Yeah.
Okay. And they've done plenty of other things since then.
Like 9/11.
Yeah, exactly. But in all those instances, they planned well ahead. It was well thought out. They were coolly and arrogantly doing what they felt like they had to do. Right now, I think there is a movement to try to stop Trump any way they can. And I think they're getting desperate. And just like a cornered animal, they're gonna be vicious.
I couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more. All right, we'll talk more about that in the days and weeks to come.
Yeah.
Next Monday is the first
big
one.
Yeah, I
want to
hear what David says about the people behind it.
Yeah, let's go, David.
Well, I've got two names. We've got two names. The first one you won't be at least a bit surprised about. this first reversal, give up, I won't say the name yet, was Jeanette, was this by the Los Angeles Police Department, this recording?
No, I think Give Up was either from the CNN recording or the conspiracy one.
Okay.
It was only you and Debbie brought up this particular name in any of the recordings that we had.
Okay, all right, so let's run it forward.
Police department, which was investigating the murder, assured the public that this time there would be no lingering doubts about the perpetrator of the crime.
Okay, all right, so it's a commentator. Reversal is Give Up the Bush.
Give Up the Bush.
Give Up the Bush.
Hey?
Give Up the Bush.
Give Up the Bush. And then we have this one here.
They would not permit any questions to remain unanswered about the man accused of shooting a Kennedy.
See, I think we're tapping into collective unconscious knowledge here. This is a reporter. This one says, is Bush with disease in arm with Bob? Wow, that's a quick one. That's a tough one.
Tell us what he says again, David. What?
Yeah, it's a bit tough. I don't like the word disease. Is Bush with disease in arm with Bob? But I can only hear is Bush with disease clearly. Yeah. Disease is not good. Yeah.
Almost like it sounds like he's saying behind the Bob, but I don't think that's it.
Yeah, I know. No, I don't think.
All right, well, we got Bush loud and clear there, so yeah.
We got Bush loud and clear, and let's look at a couple more Bushes. Now, Bush has come up over and over and over again, and he featured heavily in the JFK assassination.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And here we have him again in RFK.
The second discovery was the presence of two double shot instances, and that is...
And this is Asshole by Bush.
Asshole by Bush.
Asshole by Bush.
Okay.
Asshole by Bush.
And here he's talking about matching the bullets that killed Kennedy to Sahan's gun. And where is it?
The question of whether Sahan fired the fatal shot should, it would seem, be easily resolved by matching the bullet that killed Kennedy to Sahan's gun.
Okay, yeah, look, this is the commentator picking up collective unconscious knowledge. He says, me slip it, Bush.
Me slip it, Bush.
Okay, that's clear.
Me slip it, Bush.
Very clear.
Me slip it, Bush.
In other words, the bullets were slipped, okay? They were given matching bullets, is how I was...
You know what he said... You missed the
and
word.
Bush was behind it.
You missed the word two in there, I think. And hear it again.
Oh.
He said two Bush.
Two Bush.
Yeah.
Okay.
You slip it, Bush.
Oh, yes.
You slip it, Bush.
Very quick.
You slip it, Bush.
Yeah, very quick, too. You're absolutely right. Yep. There we go. All right. So there we have Bush.
Jim Mars, Jim, let me ask Jim. Have you come across anything, Jim, that would tie Bush... Or did he keep himself completely out of the spotlight this time?
Well, keep in mind, this all happened in the 60s. This was in 68, okay?
Yeah.
And it wasn't until 75 when all of a sudden our unelected president, Gerald Ford, reaches down to Texas, finds an oil man, and puts him as director of the CIA.
What a coincidence.
Yeah, but hey, it goes deeper than that, as you well know, because Bush's grandfather, Prescott Bush, who was a powerful senator from Connecticut, helped create and form the CIA. Okay, I also know that I'm still in touch with a CIA black ops pilot who flew arms and ammunition for the Bay of Pigs invasion, which was a CIA mounted operation against Castro, and said that they used Bush's Zapata drilling company as a cover for the arms going to the Bay of Pigs invaders. In fact, the whole Bay of Pigs thing was codename Operation Zapata. Okay? And the two ships that were damaged in the invasion that took the invaders to the Bay of Pigs were the Barbara and the Houston. And there is a document that shows that the day after the John F. Kennedy assassination in 1963, that a George Bush of the CIA was questioned and gave information about what the reception was in the anti-Castro CIA-backed Cuban community. So you can see that Bush has had his hand in it, you know, or the Bushes, starting with grandfather, since the inception of the CIA.
Yeah. Well, he may well have been involved with this, too.
I wouldn't put it past him.
Well, you'd kind of expect it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, you know, if he was as involved with the Kennedy assassination as we now believe, and
he's
the
wet ops guy.
Yeah, then you know he's got to be top of the list to want to stop Bobby Kennedy from getting the presidency and mounting a truthful investigation.
Very good.
Okay, all right. Let's look at another name, shall we? And,
sir.
This name sent me to the internet. Searching. I googled this one. Where is it? Here we go.
As to preclude the possibility of having come from a single weapon. There are two such instances of those double shots.
And this reversal is, does Schuster have power?
Does Schuster, if I will.
Does Schuster, if I will.
And again.
Does Schuster.
Well, there's a Congressman Schuster right now in power, and his father was in power in the 60s. And he was a Bud Schuster, I think it was. I googled it. Bud Schuster, who was in power. He's a Republican, high-level Republican in power, and his son is in power now.
Is Schuster, is that the name you're saying?
Yes, Schuster, yes. S-H-U-S-T-E-R is how it's spelled.
So he's a congressman now, you think?
Let me go and Google it again. Hang on. I'll go and Google it one more time. I should have written it down. S-H-U-S-T-E-R. He is right now, he is Congressman Bill Schuster. He's 55. And he is a representative, of the Ninth District. His father was Bud Schuster, who was a congressman.
I think Bud Schuster is who you'd be talking about.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sorry, I got it wrong. Yeah, Bud Schuster was a congressman who was in power in the 60s, and Bill Schuster is his son, who's currently a representative.
Very good.
I don't know. I don't know anything about him, but he comes up in the reversals. So what do you know about him, Jim?
Well, not much, except that he was a representative from Pennsylvania in the House from 1973 to 2001. So actually that puts him a little bit past the Kennedy assassination. But let's see here. Oh, okay. Let's see. Ah, all right. In his book, Schuster states that he was the class president of the University of Pittsburgh and was recruited by the local CIA office on campus, and that this was his actual first employment, and that he describes his role as infiltrating civil rights groups similar to the COINTEL program of the FBI. Wow. Does that put him right into the nexus?
Right there.
That hooks him right into it there with Bush. Wow. Wow. Who found this reversal, Jeanette? Deb found this one, didn't she?
This was Deb, yep.
Oh, wow. Well, I have to tell Deb, she found a real good one. Deb Fitzgerald, who is another reverse speech pathologist, very, very talented. I got some great people in class, Jeff. We're going to have to give them some interview spots on your show at some stage.
We'll do something, yeah. This is great. Yeah. That's remarkable stuff. Yeah.
That puts it right in, doesn't it? Wow, that puts you to CIA, of course. CIA. And we also have another party in this. So let's look at the next party.
Oh, can we hold on, David, right there? We got to take a break here at the top of the hour. This has been, really revelatory. It's quite an exposition, and it reveals much, as we expected. Jim Mars, a quick comment?
Hey, man, it's just all coming together. There's nothing much I can add. They pretty well got it down.
It's just like JFK.
And we've got the names. We've got right up to the upper levels of the CIA and hence the government. I'll tell you what, if there's ever an agency that needs to be disbanded, it's the CIA. They have given America more black eyes and have caused more trouble than probably any other agency you can name.
And now it is run by a man who is alleged, and he is not denying it, to have converted to Islam when he was the CIA station chief in Saudi Arabia, and he is a Wahhabi Islamist, and they are a very radical group that is several hundred years behind the modern times. They believe in cutting off heads and hands and so forth. It's a weird thing. You got a Muslim president who appointed a Muslim CIA director, Jim, and there's the genesis of what's going on. This is an attempted Muslim overthrow of America, a coup d'etat through the Electoral College with this alleged CIA briefing of Russian interference that never happened.
That's right.
Hang on. We'll come right back with hour two in just a few minutes.